another Robert E. Callahan story of historic Indian trails, told by the old trapper.
Since the dawn of history, the courage of mankind has been seeking a new world to conquer. But not in all of the checkered history of America has such courage been shown as in our pioneer life 100 years ago. Matter of fact, in the days of my story, Indian trails led from tribe to tribe, one trail crossing another. Day by day, Indians were winding their way from village to village, fishing, trapping, trading, peaceful and happy. But after gold was found out west, big wheel-covered wagons loaded with ambitious men passed through the Indian country, ignoring all title, right, or feeling of the Indian. It was the greatest riptide of travel ever known in America. Caravans en route to Oregon in those days that a little girl of 10 and a bright little boy of 12. A camp had been made on the grassy Pawnee Buffalo Range. 10 wagons in a circle. Teams hobbled and grazing nearby. Men, women, and children were sound asleep, dreaming of a new home, of health and happiness out west.
Grab your guns, fellas. Here they come.
Oh, Indians. Mama, Mama.
Get set, fellas. Wait till they get in close, and then make every shot count.
Horses, clothing, guns, and ammunition. They set fire to the wreckage and mounted their ponies and dashed away. One week later, another caravan headed by Ezra Meade made camp one night on the same spot, not knowing, of course, anything about what had happened. Matter of fact, Meade's family and his friends were full of peace, harmony, and hope. That is, until the following morning.
Hey, Ezra, I kind of believe I saw an Indian right out there.
Oh, I guess you're just seeing things, Bill. According to government reports, the Indians are about 80 miles out of here.
Oh, I don't care what the report says. I saw an Indian.
You're losing your mind, old pumpkin face. That's nothing but a dead buffalo.
Don't be foolish, Bill. Folks who's looking for trouble can always find it. We can see the whole country for miles. I don't think one Indian would be living alone out in such an open country as this.
I don't care what you think. We're going to do some investigating.
I do declare, Bill, I believe you're plumb losing your mind.
You're always looking for trouble, Bill. Why, don't pay. Why don't you think of the better things? You're getting to be a pessimist.
Well, I know. I saw an Indian.
Well, now suppose there is an Indian out there. Leave him alone. If he don't bother us, why should we worry about him?
Maybe he's skinning that buffalo. Winter's coming pretty darn soon. Guess he'll be needing an overcoat.
All right, I ain't hankering for trouble, folks, but my eyes don't fool me.
Well, if you insist, Bill, I guess we can go with you, all right. Here, you better take my pocket knife. You might need it.
Well, Ezra, I guess Bill won't be satisfied till we go out and pick wildflowers, see that dead buffalo, and write our name on the skull.
Well, I'm telling you right now, Mary, if that is a dead buffalo out there, Bill won't be smelling any wildflowers.
He won't be happy unless we go. Come on.
Hello, Indian. Who are you? What are you doing out here?
Got no name.
Where is your village?
Got no village.
Are you all alone out here?
No, not alone.
What do you mean, not alone? Are some of your red brothers hiding in the grass?
Good heavens, Bill, look. Well, there's a little child in that carcass.
Why, it's a little girl. What in the world is he doing with that child out here?
Kill him, Bill! Kill him! Kill him!
No, Ezra. The book says thou shalt not kill. Wait, we're going to find out why the girl is here.
Why is that little girl out here?
No understand.
Oh, mercy me. Look, Bill, there's a little boy in there, too. Oh, you poor children. Come on out now. Oh, please, don't be afraid.
So, you've kidnapped these children, huh?
Kill him,
made
Bill.
Them live
kill him,
in this buffalo carcass.
Kill him, Bill! Kill him! Kill him!
No, mister. No. This chief saved our lives.
Ain't you gonna get him, Bill? Let me get to him. Let me get to him.
No, no, mister. You don't understand.
You
don't understand.
Oh, you poor little thing. What in the world is happening? Where are your parents? What happened to them? Oh, how did you come to be out here? Oh, come, tell me. Please, tell me. You're with friends now. Oh, don't be afraid.
Well, the Indians attacked the caravan. They killed.
Kill that Indian there. Kill him.
No, not him, mister. Not him. He's our friend.
The only man who wanted to see his face.
It was during the fight, mister. Everybody was killed. This Indian grabbed us and ran very fast and hid us in this place.
Oh, come, honey. Now, don't be afraid. You're with friends. Oh, we'll take care of you, dear. Oh, you sweet little thing. Oh, you're all right. Look at those beautiful curls and rosy cheeks. Now, you'll be all right. That's right. That's right. Wipe the tears away.
Oh, we're so glad you found us. The Indians came everywhere. It was awful. It was terrible.
Don't you have any people, Chief?
Maybe so. Old time lone Indian.
Don't let him get on your sympathy, Bill. I ain't trusting no darn Indian.
Now, wait a minute, Ezra. You're not looking at the facts. This Indian has proved himself bigger than any white man we've seen on the trail.
That's what I say. Give the fellow a chance to explain matters.
One night, a thief pony come shoot. Him kill. Him burn. Little papoose, him run. Me love a great spirit. Me hide papoose. Maybe so pony, no find.
How long have these children been in this buffalo carcass?
Maybe so, 5 days.
Have they had anything to eat?
See him buffalo?
But that buffalo has been dead for 1 month.
All same, no food. Papoose picked a buffalo bone.
Have you had anything to eat?
No meat. Indian eat grass.
Are you telling the truth?
Indian speak truth. You no believe Indian? Him go.
Now wait, just a minute. You're not going away, Chief. You're going with us. Well, that is if you want to. On and on with our caravan. You'll be our guide, our friend.
Mary, Mary, I do believe you're going plumb loopy.
Get up!
Well, the little boy and girl was so low in vitality, they were unable, folks, to give a good account of the tragedy. But the Indian was a good man. He was doing the right thing by the white man. So Mary Poo, with a lot of tender care, brought him back to normal health, and the caravan moved on and finally reached Oregon in safety. 1 month later, the Indian who had rescued the children stayed with the folks and then one day went away. But before leaving, he left a note pinned on the front door of Mary Poole's cabin, asking her to teach the children to love nature and understand the Indian. Me go to find my people, he said. Someday, Indian come back. Someday, you know, my friends, I hope to find a little boy and a little girl just like that story who I can take over the many Indian trails of long ago. This is the old trapper saying goodbye just as the Indian did. Aukula, yo-ho, yo-ho.